I tell you, a TV franchise is going to be reinvigorated next year when a woman becomes its star and takes it to a level I'd say it's never seen before. Yeah? What is the show, Ed?
Mate, it's The Bachelorette. You know, we just had the Rookie Wookie and her man Darv.
Yeah, and we're going to be speaking to the host of that show soon. So,
okay, so he can tell us.
Mind.
Now, cop some of these names and tell me, stop me when you get to one that you've actually heard of. Tilly Whitfield.
No.
Nope. Booker Nile.
No.
Jamie Lee Days with a Z.
No.
Erin Molan.
Yes.
That's the betting. That's the betting. That's the sports betting market.
No, you've also got Rachel Evron.
Well, I've never heard of her. Well, I just didn't bring her up because she's your favourite. I've never heard of her.
Well, Jess Volkovsky. I've never heard of her.
Well, I've edited some of these names out, mates, because they were so off.
No, but Nikki Webster as well's in there.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to get to that. Here's the roughie, Nikki Webster. Certainly heard of her.
So Erin Molan, who recently announced her divorce, well, I didn't because I never got married, could make the surprise and career-limiting move to join the show at $5. So I'm second favourite.
No, well, I don't think you are anymore. And
I just put $100 on myself.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I wondered why she did that, whether it was insider trading. But now I actually know why you did that.
Why?
Because you want to be favourite. And $100... $100 bet in a novelty betting market actually will shift the dial.
Actually, should I see if the odds have changed?
The odds will change, and Erin will become favourite as she should be favourite.
You should put $100,000 on Nikki Webster, Husey. Bring her into $1.01.
I did not.
Oh, baby, come on!
I actually had no idea. I had no idea Nikki was single, and I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure. We're trying to get Nikki on. What? Who?
Yeah,
well, we think it's a good idea for it to be a celebrity and it to be all celebs, no plebs. So it's all celebrity. So it's celebrity woman, Erin Molan, and celebrity men. And they're already lining
celebrity
up.
Celebrity men are such punishers.
No, they're
though.
Not.
About no, these, they are.
Give us some names.
I've never dated a celebrity man. I couldn't think of anything worse.
You've dated a state cricketer who, and there's no one. They're big names, obviously. There's only 11 people in the men's side get to play for New South Wales at one time.
Oh, that's very true.
So there's only like 60 state cricketers at any time running around out there. You know what I mean? There's like how many states
not,
there
they're
are.
Not all running.
Well, whatever, they're walking, they're just fielding. Give us some names, Ed.
A couple of blokes have put their hand up. This guy's keen.
Who is he?
Yeah, g'day, I'm Barnaby Joyce. And I believe that marriage is a sacred bond between a man and a woman until a man meets a media advisor.
Got one more?
Well,
if it's Daryl, I swear to God, if it's Daryl,
is Daryl single? Daryl.
Daryl McGuire is.
Gladys is
Daryl. This is Daryl, I swear
it's to God. Darryl. It's not Daryl. It's someone equally as alluring.
With Daryl, I'd love to see the home visit in Wagga. You know? Look at this.
Here, I'm taking you to this big $5 million shooting range.
No, or an open field. We're going to put a 100,000-seat stadium here.
Well, let's come back with Osher, shall we? Come on. We're coming back with Osher.
No,
he's going to be the other
what's
one.
Your guy? Give us another one.
Another one. Oh, here he is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, g'day. It's the Honey Badger here. And I'm back to destroy the franchise once and for all. I tell you what, I'm excited. I'm stiffer than a Tim Payne selfie.